AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Stacy Lynn in Washington. Another Norfolk Southern train derailed in Ohio. 20 cars ran off the track in Springfield. WHIO-TV's Taylor Robinson.
Jake Cooper, who lives in Springfield, told me over the phone that he was at his house when the train derailed.
We heard a loud bang, and then we hear a lot of sirens, so me and my brother-in-law jump in the truck and kind of see what we see.
Norfolk Southern has said the train was not carrying hazardous material, but Cooper is still concerned.
Throat kind of burning a little bit, eyes definitely burning, irritation to the skin a little bit.
It's been a month since another Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. That one was carrying hazardous materials. From trains to planes, a person on board a private business jet died Friday night. CBS's Adriana Diaz with more.
The plane left Keene, New Hampshire Friday afternoon, bound for Virginia with three passengers, but it diverted. The NTSB is investigating. The cause of the death has not been released.
And the plane made an emergency landing in Connecticut because of severe turbulence. It is still very wet in California. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow.
Best chance of rain and snow in Southern California is really into Sunday night, then ending, and then we start drying out across Southern California. Northern California, the rest of the West is still getting pounded by plenty of snow.
At least 12 are dead from the severe weather that slammed the South and Midwest this week. The western part of Kentucky was hit particularly hard. Governor Andy Beshear.
The West got all of it. Everything that you could think. They had some tornadoes. They had significant wind. The thunderstorms were particularly violent there.
You can't take statins. CBS's Dr. John LePook tells us there's an alternative.
Bempedoic acid works similarly to statins in blocking the synthesis of cholesterol in the liver. Statins have been remarkable medications, and they really are very important in the prevention and treatment of heart disease. But there are some patients who just can't tolerate it.
And the new pill's already approved by the FDA. Marianne Williamson has officially entered the presidential ring again.
Why is it that 68,000 Americans die in this country every year for lack of health care? Why? Because we don't have universal health care.
The self-help book author and spiritual advisor also ran in 2020 but suspended her campaign before the Iowa caucus. The winner of last month's massive $754 million Powerball has come forward. Becky Bell's from Auburn, Washington. She bought the winning ticket at a local Fred Meyer grocery store. She bought two tickets. The second one matched all the numbers. She said she's never won anything more than $20 before this. She chose the cash option, which, by the way, was about $309 after taxes. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. Max Inc. Heavy with Essential Last Crack. Two from Last Crack every week at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Heavy. That was Icicle, Bullet Train before that. Both of them off of the Uprising CD that was released back in 2019, their latest album. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is off tonight. Had to take off early to take care of, who knows, Rocker stuff. You know, we got quite the lineup here on Max Inc. Heavy coming up in the month of March. We have some great guests. Next week, we actually have two interviews scheduled. One with Carbellion. You heard the news. They're playing at the Max Inc. Bomb Blastica on April 15th. The Faith Hills Have Eyes are going to visit Max Inc. Radio next week, too. They've got that brand new album, The Riff Elephant, and their CD release show coming up very soon as well. So next week, definitely want to tune into that. Rogue Rat, they have a brand new CD coming out. They're going to be on the show on the 25th. If you would like to be on Max Inc. Heavy, by all means, shoot us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com, maxincradio@gmail.com. Love to hear what you have going on. Send us your music. We'll get it on the air for you. Tell us where you're playing your shows. It's just that easy. Tunes on the way. We're getting a little punky this hour. We got some Four Asper Morning, the Takeaways. We'll do the Brash Menagerie. We'll get that Rogue Rat in the playlist, too. These guys are brand new to Madison. Their new CD will be coming out shortly. It's called Turn to Stone. Looks Can Kill is the name of the band. They got a couple shows coming up, too. They'll be in Neenah, Wisconsin at Cranky Pat's on April 29th, down in Harvard, Illinois on May 6th. June 3rd, they'll be over at Milwaukee at Hempfest. And then on July 22nd, they'll be back in Madison playing Snortfest at the Crucible. Check this out. Brand new rock and roll from Madison is called Looks Can Kill, Can't Change on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What I
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dig a Hole. That's for Aspen Morning on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That's from 2013. Cash Poor Liquor Rich was the name of that album. Pretty cool stuff. Before that, to Takeaways and their latest one, End Up Here. They're going to have a show Saturday, April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Flatfoot and Something to Do. That's going to be a fun show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Metal Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a locally owned restaurant. They have great beer because they make beer right there. Really good menu. And they're going to have some live music and outdoor seating as soon as the weather gets nice. Check them out online, fullmetalbeercompany.com. Also by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Check their shows out, and if you're in a band, if you want to play there, dude, that's a great place to play. TheSpaceship.tv, TheSpaceship.tv. Music on the way from Rogue Rat. We'll do some Bad Ear and the Brash Menagerie. That's next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Just a month after one Norfolk Southern train derailed in Ohio, another one went off the tracks yesterday in Springfield. This man lives nearby.
The fumes are very strong, even at my house about a quarter mile away.
Well, officials say the train was not carrying any toxic chemicals. Hundreds of thousands in Kentucky have no electricity, and Governor Andy Beshear says it could take several more days to get it all back after the severe storms.
Some of the systems are so old, it takes an electrician doing significant work to connect the generators.
This could be a game changer for those at risk for heart disease. It's an alternative to statins for people who need them but can't handle them. Dr. Stephen Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic.
It's approved, but not widely used. The kind of bad things that happen to patients with high cholesterol, we now know can be reduced with bempedoic acid.
It's already been approved by the FDA. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Great again is chanted by an angry
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by suddenly. You realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me.
Heavy with Bad Year and Charcoal Black. That's off their latest album. They're going to be in Chicago on March 17th at G-Man's Tavern. And then they're going to be in Madison at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater. April 7th is the date for that show. That's going to be a pretty cool show at the Majestic. Still tunes on the way from Mescalis. We'll do some 94 Distortion and some Seasides. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, we got a packed show next week. Let me just pull up the calendar here. So next week on Maxime Carino, check this out. Chad Woodhall from Forward Coffee here in Madison, he's going to stop in and tell us about all the good coffee. Hopefully we'll have a coffee maker or a press or something like that here in the studio. We can have some coffee next Saturday night. That'd be fun. We're going to launch a new segment called the Local Venue Spotlight next week. Look for that. Terry Barr is going to sit down and have an interview with Irene Keegan Jr. Kelsey Miles is going to be live in the Devil's Lair. And then here on Max Inc. Heavy, Carbellion and the Faith Hills Have Eyes. So that's next week on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget you hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us to get all the information about podcasts from the previous shows. All right, let's get into some classic punk here. Some Bacardi Type 35. What is this, like 100 years old or something like that? I don't know. It's great stuff. Wendy's doing a solo show sometime in Madison. I don't have the details in front of that, but maybe check that out. Probably at Mickey's. Bacardi Type 35 and Trish Dresser. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
hits local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Más cámara, los traje de la zona. Más cámara, los traje de la zona. problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.